Daf Kufim Aleph Aleph Taisus Kufim Aleph. Hakash Hagab Amita. In the beginning of Perikira, we explain what is Kash, which Rashi explains here. It's the processed ends of the stalks. These palpably made the Chod, one by one, is okay. Rabbeinu Tam explained, and Shulchan Aruch Hu, Pashtem Al Kahanim explains that it speaks about Yontif, and he asks, according to Kosh the Rebbe, because it should explain the furish, since the Mechilton doesn't speak only Shabbos. And also, how does he view the Aser so much for palp and even salt were matter in the first Perek of Beya, that you're allowed to use a wooden grinder. So therefore, Rebbe holds that here it speaks about Shabbos. And even in Aga, they speak about Tilkel, the Roshin, he brings this down. And the Gemara brings down everything about Shabbos, even though it's not Shaykh here so much. But Yontif, the Re likes, would like to say, and it's mutter even without a sheen, even with a modach of stone, like other spices. We learned in the first parak of Beah, still says, Tavlin, the dechim, a modach shalev, and spelt a melach, and salt, a modach shalev, of wood. And one says, the kulal melach, boy, she needs a sheen, what's the reason? The one says, all the pots need salt, and not all pots need spices. And one says, they all lose their taste, salt doesn't lose its taste. Now, if Kamin is, if he knows what it needs in the pot, or Morika, what's the taisha? Morika doesn't lose its time. According to Ramban, that's off August time is also. According to Ramban, says all pots is mutter. So the papal here is also mutter because not all pots need peppers. And Mela, the Ramban that says because of August time, peppers will be mutter because you have to say that they lose their taste, since it doesn't say ikibinai palpa. But Rebbe says that that's not such a digduk. They have to explain it in another way. Because he asked, according to Ramban, says you're allowed to do saffron because not all pots need saffron. So it'll be mutter to cut it and harvest it. It can be. Elmai must explain that there's a fogus tam, not like other tavern, therefore it's mutter. According to Ramban, it holds not all pots are equal, since there's also some losing of the taste. Now it comes out very good because to harvest is also. And from here, there's no right to be mutter spices. Because maybe they don't have a fogus tam at all. But the Re says that a kach they lose their taste, as we see in the second parak of Beah. Three things that Rav Lozman matter chom aser. You're allowed to grind the spices in their mill. And here with Rav Lozman would be matter if not for the fact that it loses its taste. It's not a svar to say that this is what they argue Rav Lozman and the chom, that one holds mefik tam and one holds it's not mefik tam. Since Rav Lozman is matter, so you see it's mefik tam. The Rabban and the aser is because in their mills, it looks more like over the chal. We also learned furish sefton beya. After a put to Rosh Hashanah hill, the palpulin is like spices. Therefore, the Reed says he allowed to crush palpulin on yontiv even with a stone grinder. But here, where he knows what kader he needs to cook is also with a stone grinder, because you don't know like whom you go to alocha and go to chumran. It's not shach to say, but the rabbanon you go bust the meikel. That's dafka the kula in one thing and the chumran in one thing. But mother shalitz manashach is mutter even with a mother of stone. Like ours, that's called the mortar. Since a wooden mortar, we don't ask her where he knows what keder he wants to cook without a shina. And garlic, they get grind and yantu, the V-line, it says it's mutter, even if he knows what pot he wants to cook, because it loses taste very much, and it's mutter. Just like someone shechts and cooks, that he's mutter the kulam, even if he knows what keder he wants to cook. Because it looks like the fogus of time is it loses the strength of the tavla, and it's not so sharp. And he could be misakin the thing when he's marbed a tavlin, but a fogus of tam of garlic he can be misakin, just like when he shechts or bakes and cooks, and the ruach ra is shayer on them if you leave them overnight, if you left them every yontif, even with a stone grinder or metal is mutter. And also, it's not nearer, they should be part of the spices, because it's not called spices, only vegetables like cumin, but garlics and onions are not part of spices. So he said you can't use it because it might come to even out the holes, even the rubber holes in the end of Perivez de Beya. That's something that's not mischavri holds like a pshimma and we're here because he'll be usuk to wipe down his foot, he'll forget Shabbos and he'll have kavanah to even out the holes. As we find in the last parak in Irvin, ladies that grind walnuts, apples are usuk because they might come to even out the ground. Meaning when they're mischavri, they'll find that they'll forget that it's Shabbos because of their grinding. Cotton on the mouth of a pitcher, explained it in Perek Shmoneh Shlotzim earlier. Places in Dafka from a mile from the base, a shoe that's merufet, if it's loose. If she chalitza chalitza's kosher, Pesach says, why? Regardless of Pesach's chalitza, a shoe, because of a shoe that's loose, since with the other chalitza's chalitza's chalitza, he says, regardless of the merufet more, because it doesn't cover most of her foot. Because if it's chalitza, then the chalitza's not kosher. He, the Rebuda is because of Blazer. From his right, the Rebuda is Matadar Shmach, Isitza, Gufa, Tzer, Hukam, as we explained at the end of Paragraph 1. Likin, Hadan Alach Tail. We have Tosis Neitel, Robo's like a Nasasur, that Rashi said, Tosis says, explain Paragraph 1. Timid, a child, and a kiss, a wild that's hanging on his neck, is Pot. Because he's very bitter, and he's upset, he's Mavak to the kiss. Or, Timid Chayu, he needs the kiss to walk with it. Child, but a tinnik meis, what does he need the kiss? It's for Russia, it's a kibbutz, it's potter, because he didn't take it out, kedere shahoitzi and mutziyah. So the question is, what's different to heaven, even a coin also? If you said that they're both in the vatra, but it's a stone or a dinner, and there's no tilt, it's a klal. That's why it says stone, because if it falls, you won't come to carry. But a dinner, if it falls, his father will come to carry, therefore he can't carry. But if you said they're both in a bottle, nevertheless, will matter, there's a mutziyah, and he's on top of the kid with the stone, because of gaguin, because the kid might get sick. But the coin also should matter, because not sure I can say maybe the father will come to carry. My nafkamina. That now there's an issamukta, we're matter because of Gagur. And the answer is that even though there's issamukta when you talk to the child with a stone, and we're matter because of Gagur, but it could be machma by mukta more when he's matatal be dying than when he's matatal ag of the child. Even though at that time there's also mukta, but with Goizer, maybe the dinner will fall and the father will come to carry. That's how Ravina Shmuel explains. This is the end of Tosis, Daf Kuf, Mem Aleph.